Remarks of the President, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, 22 October 1952.
Be in Williamsport today. I appreciate this reception more than I can tell you. Somebody told me that Williamsport was the place where the little baseball league started. Now I'm something of a fan, although not a very good one. I'm not nearly as good a fan as the Chief Justice of the United States. He can tell you the history of every player, his batting average, and how many games he's won and lost when he's a pitcher. I can't do that, but I like to see a baseball game, and I think one of the finest things in the world is to get the young people interested in that great American sport. So I congratulate you on having done something that's good for citizenship. You may have heard a rumor as to why I'm in Pennsylvania. Well, I'm going to let you in on a secret. I'm out campaigning for the Democratic ticket. I've been telling the people around the country that there is one fundamental issue in this campaign. That is the kind of a party you want to control your government. The Democratic Party is the party of the plain, everyday people. That party has been working for your interest for 20 years. The Republican Party is the rich man's party, the party that is controlled by the oil lobby, the giant corporations, the power lobby, and the other big financial interests. You know, I say down in Washington sometimes that there's the oil lobby, and there's the China lobby, and there's the real estate lobby, and there's the National Association of Manufacturers lobby, and the only lobbyist that the common everyday man has in Washington to look after his interests entirely is the President of the United States. So you better think about that when you... I think you know why the Republican Party is not your party. I think you know their record. The Republicans sat on their hands after the Depression hit in 1929. They scarcely lifted a finger to help you. And we had about 14 million unemployed. They fought Franklin Roosevelt's efforts to bring you out of the Depression because they placed the greed of the special interests above the welfare of all the people. Republicans fought the New Deal all the way, and they've fought me tooth and toenail ever since I've been president because I've stood up against them and because I've been working for the people. I think it's an honor to have that sort of people fight you. Now, in Congress, they've been against Social Security, against minimum wage, against the Wagner Act, against full employment legislation, against public housing, against unemployment compensation, against federal aid for schools and hospitals, against price controls and rent controls now, and I haven't been able to find out anything I can tell you they're for. They've been against everything that's been for the welfare of this country. The old guard, reactionary Republican Party is no friend of yours. You ought to remember that. Those Republicans are always trying to pull fast one on you. They've been trying to do it again this year. They knew they couldn't win this election on their terrible reactionary record, which I've just read to you. So they decided to try to camouflage it. So they picked a general, a man with 40 years' experience in the Army, a man with no experience in civilian affairs, a military hero who would talk in generalities, and they've been telling him what to say, making sure he doesn't tell the true facts about the Republican record. They don't dare let that record out. And I'll tell you the honest truth. I think the good general doesn't know the facts. I don't think he knows what it's all about. That's the reason he gets mixed up. Now, Don't you be fooled by what the general tells you. If you read his speeches in the West, and then read his speeches in the East, read them in the North, read them in the South, you can't tell what he's for. He's for everything and against nothing. A man's got to be against something if he's going to be a president of the United States. The Republicans... he's also got to be for the people in the first place. The Republicans win this election, you will have big business government in Congress and a military man in the White House. You may have government by generals, but the general welfare won't enter into it, and you'll be the losers for sure. There's just one thing for you to do. That's to go out and study the issues. Find out what it's all about. Inform yourselves. That's all I'm asking you to do. That's the reason I'm out here talking to you, because I want to call your attention to the fact that you ought to know what's going on. And if you listen to these Republican orators, you'll never find out what they stand for. They're any way they think to get the votes, but study their record in the Congress. Find out how they voted on these various issues I just named to you. And then find out where you'd be if you got people in the Congress and in the White House that want to turn the clock back. Now, we had a Republican Congress called the 80th, on which I campaigned in 1948. And I want to tell you that if I hadn't been there in the White House standing guard in your interest, they would have succeeded in turning the clock back, and then where would you be? Think about that a little bit. Then use good sense. Use good sense. Vote for the welfare of the free world. Vote for the welfare of the greatest republic in the history of the world. Vote in your own interest. And when you do that, you'll send Judge Bard to the Senate. You'll send Pat McGowan to the House of Representatives. And the next president will be Adlai Stevenson. The country will be safe.